get connected with Coach Josh Scharf of the Columbia Raiders. And I believe we have Coach Scharf in right now. And, Coach, I know you're not feeling 100%. Really appreciate you joining us. First off, how are you feeling health-wise?
I'm doing all right. Just I'd rather be there in person, but it's probably better for everybody involved that I'm not tonight. But I appreciate you having me on.
I hear you. Yeah, you got it. So, obviously, your football team still playing this weekend. Columbia taking on Columbus Grove for a regional championship. So exciting for the school. But I know at a small school, you probably share a lot of kids. What has that done to the start of the basketball schedule?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible what the football team is doing right now. We're all excited. The school is buzzing with excitement. It's a really fun time to be around Columbia right now. As far as the basketball season, we're on pause for right now, but we're good with it. We want those guys to keep winning as many games as we can. I mean, you're right. There's so many crossover athletes, and you know, I've said in the past, the success just breeds more success in other programs. So they're learning how to win big games right now, and which is thrilling. It's exciting for us as the season winds down there. Hopefully, 3 more weeks, and then we'll get them into the gym, and then they'll just bring that winning atmosphere into our program, and it's going to bode well for us.
Hey, Coach, what are you looking forward to this year as far as some individuals and you know some of your team strengths?
Yeah, we're going to be young. We graduated 5 guys last year, big minute guys. You know, we've got Nate Borling, who I think is the best player in the conference, coming back as a junior. You know, we got Vince Berardi, who was a double-double guy for us last year, coming back. Frank Washburn, who played some big minutes for us off the bench last year. I think his best game was the tough one. We lost to Smithville in the district semis last year. So he's got some good momentum coming in this season. Hopefully not too soon, though. Again, we want those guys to keep winning. And we got some young guys that got some varsity minutes last year that are coming back. Ethan Meyer, Matt Pring, Danny Corgan, Gavin Tollett, Justin Smith. So right now in the gym, we've just got 12 guys. Most of them are eight of them are freshmen and a couple of sophomores, a couple of juniors. We're just working drill work with them right now. But, you know, when we get everybody back, we'll see what we have.
Coach, do you do any scrimmages right now when you've just, like you said, 8 freshmen and 12 players in the program because of football? Have you done any scrimmages, or are you just basically waiting until football gets over?
Yeah, we haven't scrimmaged yet. And we had a couple scheduled, but we've canceled them. Just I don't think it's fair to bring a group that young to schedule somebody else. The other team wouldn't get a whole lot out of it. So we've canceled all of our scrimmages for now. But when we get our guys, we'll see what's out there. I know there's some other teams still playing that we might be able to pick up. We've got one tentatively scheduled with Kirtland, and they're still playing as well. So I think we'll get at least one scrimmage in.
Did you, but this past summer, did you have some of those football guys with you? And if so, what do you think of this group if you had them together a little bit throughout the summer?
Yeah, the summer was pretty good for us. I like what I saw out of them. You know, we're really going to focus defensively again. We're big on getting kills, which, again, is 3 stops in a row. We track that. We celebrate when we get 10 to 12 of those a game. We think when we can do that defensively, we can really win some ball games.
Yeah, I know you did get some experience from your younger kids last year. It's tough when you have to replace so many kids, but it seems like your success last year, you could build on that and motivate the kids to do well again this year.
Yeah, I agree. They really bought into what we were doing defensively, and as you guys know, when you get some stops defensively, it really amps up your motor. You play better offensively, get some easy looks, get some leaked out layups. But I think, yeah, I'm excited about what we've got. But again, I'm not rushing things. I want that football team to keep
right.
winning.
So, but how concerned are you, you know, whether it's going to be this week or 3 weeks from now, you know, because of this football run, how concerned are you with how it's going to affect basketball? And part two of that would be, do you reach out to other coaches that have been in similar situations that maybe coach basketball at schools that have had deep runs in football, or do you just kind of deal with it as it comes?
Yeah, I think we're kind of dealing as it comes. I'm pretty decent friends with McGregor over at Kirtland, and he and I have talked quite a bit the last few weeks.
Yeah, he was
kind of how he handles things. Yeah, absolutely. And he goes through it every year. They don't. They never schedule games prior to, I think he said, December 13th, because just they're consistently running deep in the playoffs. So he's been giving me some pointers on how to get things in, and Larry's been a really good resource for me, helping me just try to plan things out for when the guys come back. So I'm not too concerned. Again, I think what they're learning on the football field, the toughness, the winning big games, will really pay dividends in our season as well.
Yeah, I agree, Josh. You know, it's a great ride for the community and the kids, and it's all about the kids. You'll get your team ready. They'll get in the gym, you know, eventually. But I appreciate your attitude for the football team, because Coach Wharton, his kids, you know, enjoy the ride. You know, enjoy the ride, and it's out of your hands, so you'll get them ready.
Yeah, well, when they get here, we'll get them ready. And I know I will say that the we've moved a few games, and the coaches have been really good working with us and rescheduling some of our early season games. And so I think we'll be fine. We'll have enough time to get them ready.
Yep.
Well, Josh, again, just thanks for joining us. Hope you feel a little bit better, and continued success with the Columbia Raiders whenever you guys are able to get out there and play some basketball. And I know you're going to enjoy Jason Ward and that football team until that day comes.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
That's our pleasure. Good luck, Coach.
Good luck. That's Coach Josh Scharf of the Columbia Raiders. And